In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More people will have access to unemployment benefits, just as Coloradans face record job losses. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A bill passed by the legislature is meant to encourage more employers to use the WorkShare program that allows workers to stay partially employed while they're collecting benefits. Representative Matt Gray says overall the state is trying to modernize the unemployment system.
And we're trying to make sure that our system works as best as possible for folks who very, very, very much want to be at work, but they can't because of the conditions we have around us.
The new law also makes permanent the availability of unemployment benefits for certain people affected by public health emergencies. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
CU Boulder researchers have found one silver lining to the stay-at-home orders. Some of us are sleeping better. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Researchers studied the sleep habits of college students before and after the stay-at-home orders went into effect. After the orders, students slept about a half an hour more per night and kept more regular sleep hours. Students who'd been skimping on sleep the most pre-pandemic started sleeping as much as 2 hours more every night. Researchers say sleep is particularly critical now. Lack of sleep weakens the immune system, leaving more people vulnerable to viral infections. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Critical fire weather conditions today and Tuesday across much of western Colorado. In Metro Denver, haze today, highs in the lower to mid-90s. This is CPR News.